tricky, right? You have a lot of things that could potentially be an amazing idea, and they're almost equal, so you don't know what to choose. So whenever I will regularly go through cycles, it's getting better over the years, but I have a tendency to do something similar, which is that I will start to take on commitments because they sound exciting. And then one day I'll wake up and be completely overwhelmed and stressed out. And so what I do then is I literally take a piece of paper, I write down all the projects, and I guess I just look at them and do a gut check about which ones of these do I actually love? Like, how do I really feel about them? Which one of these I do because I think I can't not do them? And which ones are mission critical, I can't get out of them? So for example, for me, that has always been my degree. I just need to do the things that need to be done, even if certain projects aren't great. So by putting both the things that are blocked commitments that I can't get out of or absolutely don't want to face the consequences of getting out of, for you that might be your day job work for now, you know, that's not something that you can probably negotiate on if you want to keep the salary for now, then I would put that in there and just try my best to be realistic about how much time that takes. So for example, let's say you work 8 hours a day and you have a 1 hour lunch break. So that's 9 hours of your day that are already gone. Probably also nine of your more awake hours of the day. Then with all the other projects that you have, I would try and ask myself questions like, if I could only choose one more thing, which would I choose? And I know it's an annoying and a cliche question, but it can really help. And then I try my best to get clear on fake senses of urgency that I have, where I feel like, oh, this absolutely needs to be done now. If I don't do this now, I will never do this in my life. I try to be very real about if this is urgent because it feels urgent to me, or if there's a real deadline out there in the world, like, you know, you can only apply to this thing now because it's a job offer. And to do that as well, you can do an Eisenhower matrix, which is just this simple grid with four fields that ranks things according to urgency and importance. And so you have urgent and important projects, non-urgent important projects, etc. And usually what I find when I do a matrix like that is that I want to put everything in the urgent and important matrix. Almost everything lands in that one. And so then I try to say, okay, which one of these are they all really important? Or do I just feel like I suddenly need to upgrade my whole social media presence for my business because, I don't know, I saw one talk that suggested I do that. Is that really important? And is that really urgent? Or does it just feel urgent? And then I try to sort things into the other categories. If something falls into the not urgent, not important part, and it's not something that I absolutely have to do, like getting back to my health insurance or something, then I'll try my best to scrap that or delegate it if there is a way to delegate it to someone else. And there, the whole idea of the Eisenhower matrix is that, you know, you try your best to spend quite a bunch of time in the non-urgent, important part of your project, because there are certain projects that will never become urgent, or at least not for a long time. Working on your side hustle is probably one of those things. It feels urgent, but there isn't, you know, no one is sitting next to you screaming into your ear that you need to get it done now, and you might just as well not get it done. So you really need to carve out time for it. So I try to spend some time up in there and then a lot of my other time in the urgent and important projects. But just having this matrix can really help figure out if it's just a felt urgency or a real life urgency. And 90% of the time, I find it's just a felt urgency, and then I can deal with that.